Okay, today we start the second parak. Again, I'm away next week. I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, so the Menachem and Michael team will take you through next week. Beth Hashem, I'll be back the following Sunday. Following Sunday, Ezras Hashem. And let us go now to beginning of the second parak. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ve'elu Mutarin. So the following are mutar, meaning, even though you say these phrases and it looks like a neder, but it's not going to be a neder. Right? The parallel is, the Ron explains, that the first parak starts off, all these are asur, all the whole list of kinuyim and haramim and yados, all those are asur, so this is the parallel, these are mutar. Ve'elu mutarin, chulin sha'ochel lecha. Chulin, well, I will eat from you. So that's okay, we'll have to see what the chiddush is. Whatever I eat from you is chulin, it's not karban, it's not, nothing wrong with it. So that's mutar. Kibsar chazir, I point to something and I say it should be like chazir, like a pig, kavodas kochavim, like an idol, avodazara, ka'oros levuvin, the Ran and other quotes, other Gemaras, oros levuvin is where they used to take out the heart of a live being in their avodazara service. So that is a tikroves avodazara that is used. They didn't worship the heart, but they used it in the avodazara process. If you say that's also aser, tikroves avodazara is also aser. Kenevelos, kishtrefus, like an avela or a trefa, avela and trefa. We've mentioned Reb Chaim in the past what the relationship between those two are, but just pashtus. Nevela is something, an animal that died without shechita. Trefa had a shechita, but there was another different problem with it. It had a hole in the lung. It wasn't going to live. That's a nevela and trefa. Kishkatzim, Reb Chaim proved apilamdis, maybe they're shem echad, even though they seem different. Kishkatzim urmasim, kichalas ara. Well, let's stop there for a minute. After shkatzim urmasim. The Ran explains that there is a svara to this list. It goes in gradations. The Ran says first, if you look in the fifth line of the Ran, asurin ba'achila. First it says, kibsar chazir, which is asur to eat. You're allowed to get benefit, but it's also to eat. Va'asurin b'hanah kavodas kochavim. And then it goes to the next level, something that's even asur b'hanah to get pleasure from. That's avodah zara. And then v'asurin b'hanah she'in lahen b'teila. And then there's an isser of getting benefit from something that you cannot even be mavatel. And that is ka'oros levuvin. Shayotikrovas avodas kochavim. Ironically, actual avodah zara can be nullified because if a guy makes an avodah zara, a guy can unmake an avodah zara. I don't worship this anymore. I no longer believe. So bittul avodah zara. A Jew's avodah zara can never be mevutal. A Jew, rachman al-Islam, worships avodah zara, can't be mevutal. But a guy's avodah zara can. So actual avodah zara can be mevutal. Tikrovis avodah zara is nothing you can do about. Because it was ne'asar, not directly based on what the avodah zara, the guy did. It was memela because it was used. So you can't be mevatal it. If it was never directly ne'asar, you can't be mevatal it. But says the Ran, that's step three. First, asur b'achila, then asur b'hanah, then even asur b'hanah that doesn't have bittul. And that's what the Ran says, second to last skinny line. V'chamiri me'avodas kochavim. And it's even more chamer than the actual avodah zara. Tidhid avodas kochavim isla b'teila, tikrovas avodas kochavim ain la b'teila. And then, v'tananami, the fourth one, first medium line in the Ran, sha'asurin ba'achila belvad, v'yishvam tumak and avelus. Then there's something, it's a little different, it's not exactly going in order, just different. So that's usur to eat, but it has tumah, like nevela. Nevela, you're allowed to get benefit from, right? It's the Torah says, give it to the dog, give it to one of the umos. And then, v'shetumasan chamura ka'adasha, then you have something that has tumah chamura, but even just a lentil-sized seed of tumah, kishkatzim urmasim. So it goes in order, listing all different types of isurim. All of these things, if you say, if you try to take a neder, and try to be matfis, you try to say, this thing is usur, like any of those, mutter. The neder doesn't work, as we mentioned many times, we'll mention it again later today, this is a matfis bedavar ha-asur, and it doesn't work. You can only make a neder, matfis bedavar ha-nadur, something that became usur because of you. Or because of a human, but if it became usur because of Hashem, so then the hatfasa does not work. Why? We'll mention it again later, machlokas, Ran and Ritva. But first, let's finish. Kachalas aharon ukitshruma. So, mutter. Also those. Someone says this should be usur like chala or like truma. Then also it's mutter. Why is that mutter? Truma and chala. So we mentioned two of the opinions a couple days ago when this came up on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis of an Aleph, we mentioned the Ran. The Ran there says, because whenever you have something that's usur, but only to a certain group of people, that shows it's from Hashem. If I say this is usher and I don't make any distinctions, it should be usher to everybody. If I'm machter something, if I say something's usher of mine, then I have power to usher. But if I say this is truma, meaning I'm ushering it to me, and then all of a sudden it's only usher to some people and not to others, Kohanim can eat it? Who can make such an isser? That's a reflection that it's from Hashem, that it's a davar ha'usser. That's what the Ran says there, back on Daf Yud Beis. Tosfos there says, and the Rush, that why is truma and chalav considered davar ha'usser? Because it's always been usser. What's a davar hanadr? Something that was mutter and now it's usser. But this was tevel beforehand. This was tevel right when it grew. Right, and then now it was usser and it is usser. So therefore it's always been an isser. We discussed there the lumdis of whether tevel has any connection to the isser of truma. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel discussed, but again, Tosfos is taking a stand on there. It's always usser. There must be some connection, it seems, according to Tosfos. The Rambam has a different shot. We did not mention this then, but the Rambam says in Darim Aleph Yud Aleph, why is truma not nitfas with a neder? Havel haomer aleph yin aleph havel haomer peiros elu alai kechalas aron kechumas ohari elu mutarin. Why she'ein sham derech lahavi elu b'neder v'nedava? So you mentioned yesterday, according to the Rambam, the ikar is there any way for you to be able to bring this b'neder b'nedava? So the Rambam says even chatas an asham you can. How? You make yourself into a nazir. That's what we said yesterday. But truma, how could you volunteer truma? You can't volunteer truma. You have a chiyuv to give truma. As much as you give, whatever it is, 140th, 150th, whatever you give, that's going to be truma that you have to give. Okay, you can choose how much you're going to give, but that's not considered baba neder v'nedava. Once you give it, it's called truma. That's the Rambam Shita. Number three, so we have the Ran, it's only asked to some people. We have the Tosfos, that it was usher even beforehand. We have the Rambam, who says, Zayin Abba Benedav Adava. And the Ravid there seems to say maybe just the opposite. The Ravid in Aleph Yud Aleph, we discussed on a Tuesday night shiur 2 weeks ago, why the Ravid argues with this Rambam. But the Ravid there says, V'beisha ha'chalav ha'truma l'kohein n'chasav hein, u'kechulin l'gabe Yisrael. Maybe the opposite of some of the other Shitas. It's like a davar ha'mutter. Because it's mutter to some people. This isn't a davar ha'asur. This isn't even a davar ha'nadr. It's mutter to some people. The fact that something is mutter to some people means that it's not a davar ha'nadr. It's davar ha'mutter. It's like going to say, this is like chulin. So it's the opposite reason, kind of, than the other he's shown him. It's not a davar ha'asur, but it's a davar ha'mutter. Those are four ideas behind this, why chala and truma also would not work as a nadr, and it's mutter. Okay, so that's the first half of the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, back on Daf Yud Gimel Mabez now. Ha'omer le'ishta, hare at alai ki'ima. You are like my mother to me. Man says to his wife, you're like my mother, meaning my mother is usher to me. You're like my mother to me. So does that work as an eder? So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, poskel le'pesach yimokam acher, shul yeka rosha lekach. What does that mean? Me'ikar hadin. The Gemara is going to explain this. Mida oraisa, what you said was meaningless. Because this is a hatfasa b'davar ha'asr. You say to your wife, you're asr to me like my mother is asr to me. My mother is asr to me from the Torah. That's a davar ha'asr. You don't get a greater davar ha'asr than that, right? My mother. So really, you shouldn't need anything. It should be meaningless like the first half of the Mishnah. But mi derabanan, Chazal said no, that it is an effective neder and you need a pesach for it. You have to go to a chacham and he has to discuss with you the topic of later in the Masechta. Figuring out a reason why you didn't know that this would be the case, you feel bad about it, acharata. You can't just say, mi makom acher means you can't just say it's not covered for your mother. You have to figure out a different reason. But this is a gzeirah d'rabbanan that you need a pesach, shelo yeka rosha bakach. So a person doesn't take this so lightly. The Ran explained it's very common sometimes for people to we've had this before, it's like arguments, you know, people live together and, you know, things come up, and the difficulties, and sometimes there's chaos there. Sometimes the husband will say something. So this is very common, so we're worried that this time the husband said, like my mother. So it's meaningless. But next time the husband's going to say, like a davar hanadur. And he'll think, if we don't make anything do anything now, he'll think there too, you don't have to do anything. But if he would say a davar hanadur, it would be effective. So that's why gzeirah d'rabbanan, we say that even though this should be a meaningless neder d'oraisa, mi d'rabbanan, we say you need a pesach, and that's what the four lines from the bottom in the Ran v'dafka b'madirishto, specifically here, it's not just a general gzeirah, dafka in the case of husband and wife umatvis b'davar ha'asur sarach pesach Dafka, in a case where the husband is mad to the wife and he does it with other husband, you need a pasach there. Bibnei she darko lazarus ishto mitoch hakpada. Right, where it's the derech, it happens commonly. V'isharis lay below pasach, and if you ask her without it, kimat v'sdavar asr, asr l'mishrei. And therefore it's going to lead to problems. The Ritva just has the other, a similar lasha, but a little different. Mishum shalom bayis achmiru. You want to have extra standards, you want to make sure shalom bayis, you know, that people take it very seriously. Mishum shalom bayis achmiru, says the Ritva. But, continue for a second, because it's going to be in contrast to a Rambam we'll see later. Third to last line in the Ran, Aval Shar Nedarim Mitok, but other Nedarim, even though they're Matzah Zedavar HaAsur, Mitok She'ein Mitzuyin Kalkach, since they're not so common, Lo Gazur Behen Mein Tzrichin She'ela. Right, it's Dafka by Madir Ishto. That's the Shita of the Ran. Yeah.
So it's because of the husband and wife aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he's an Am Haaretz.
Not so much because he's an Am Haaretz. That might be what the Rambam's going to say a little later, but according to the Ran, it's not, the Gemara is going to limit it to an Am Haaretz, but even within Am Haaretz, it seems that it's limited to a case of Madir Ishto.
So what if he's Madir her, like a
Chazer? If he's Madir her like a Chazer, Lechor would be the same thing. Right, that's what the Rishonim said. It's that somewhere it said, yeah, look at the earlier in the Ran, the end of the fourth wide line of the Ran. Ha'omer le'ishto. Hai denokit harayalai at ki'ima, hua denami b'batfis b'shari surihana. It's beforish. Any asur, it's not dafka like the mother. It's like any asur hana. Okay, yeah. Good question. So I saw the summer achronim. I looked. It was quoted from the Shalmei Nedarim. They said that isn't avodah zara man made? Shouldn't that be a davar hanadur? Shouldn't that be a davar hanadur? So I saw quoted. I didn't see it inside that avodah zara. It's a metzius. It's not just an isser. Like a carbon is a halachic status. You give a halachic status. Other items is halachic status. Avodah zara, if it's not nevad, it's not nevad. You can't give something the status of avodah zara. It's a very stringent idea. You might say the same thing by nevela and trefa, but either way, at least by avodah zara. So that specifically has to be nevad in order for it to be avodah zara. Okay, says the Gemara. Taima to Amar. Back to the first line of the Mishnah. Taima to Amar chulun she'ochel lecha. What's the first line of the Mishnah? These are mutarin, chulin that I eat from you. So we're medayek that the reason that it works, it doesn't work, the reason that it's mutar is because I said, chulin what I eat from you. Ha'amar la chulin sho'ochalacha. But had I said la chulin that I eat from you, mashma, that would have meant lo lechulin lehevi ela karban. Meaning la chulin, it shouldn't be chulin, if I said it with a pasach, la chulin, but it should be for a karban. So, la chulin, she'ochel lecha. It should be for your carbon, what I eat from you. So we're medayik that only if I just say chulin, it would be mutter. But if I said la chulin, it wouldn't be mutter. Not for chulin, what I eat from you. Mashma, that it would be a carbon, what I eat from you. So, Mani Masisit, who is the author of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Meir, as we had before. Is it Rabbi Meir Shita? Halesle Mechala Vatashmei Hain. Rabbi Meir says, originally by Tznaim, you remember the Rabbi Chanan we had a few days ago, that it's a general Shita, Rabbi Meir, that you cannot learn things from implicit, can't learn implicit things from statements. Right? You have to say the double ushered by conditions. If this, then this. If not, then not. So here too. So what if you would say, it's not chulin what I would eat from you? Rabbi Meir still wouldn't say that's enough. Right? Rabbi Meir would say, you'd have to say, carbon want to eat from you. So that can't be the Shita of our Mishnah. So El Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hayna Reisha. Well, I mean Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We had Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the first parak. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So this is also Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't say it. So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, really, don't be medayik anything from that line of the Mishnah, as the Ron explains. I don't mean like anything, but I did the tani kipasar chazir kavodas kochavim lachik dani chulin. It says that line, but because it just has the whole list of phrases that do not constitute nadarim and that are mutter, but it's not there to be medayik anything from. So it's not taking a stand either under Behuda or Bimeir. Answer number one. Answer number two, which ultimately will be rejected. But answer number two, Ravina Amar hachik. Hakitani. This is how you read the Mishnah. Ve'elu mutarin kechulin. Those three words are a title to the whole Mishnah. Chulin she'ochel lecha is not the first on the list in the Mishnah. Read the word chulin along with the first two words of the Mishnah. It's a title. Ve'elu mutarin kechulin. These following ways, these phrases, are mutar like chulin, meaning you have nothing to worry about if you say any of these phrases. What's the first phrase in the Mishnah? Kepesar chazir. Kavodas kochavim. etc. Right? So therefore the chulin, don't say chulin is part of the phrase that you're saying. No, that's part of the title of the Mishnah. These are mutter like chulin. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. The lotana chulin. What if it didn't have that title? These are mutter like chulin. What if it would have just said these are mutter? So what would I have said? Hav amina boy she'ela? I would have said that no, they're not really like chulin. You need to do she'ela on them. You need to get them uprooted. Umi ika la asuki al taita haki? Would we really have had that hav amina if it wouldn't have said the word chulin in the title? Hami dektani seifa? We wouldn't have had such a hav amina. After all, look at the seifa of the Mishnah. Ha'omer le'ishto hare'at alai ki'ima poschal le'pesach b'malkam acher. Right, the last place of the Mishnah says that you need to do she'ela on that lashon, even though it's a davar ha'asur. Michlad reishal omay she'ela. So it's mashmur that for the first cases you wouldn't need she'ela. So you wouldn't need the word chulin in the title of the Mishnah to tell me that it's like chulin totally. I would have known that anyway. Just say ve'ilu mutarin. So chulin can't be part of the title of the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, okay, fine. Ela mechaverta chulin memela nasva. Go back to the first answer that it goes back mechaverta. Right, mechuver is white in Aramaic. Mechaverta, it's white like the first answer. It's clear like the first answer. Like the Rivet says many times, lo mechuver. It's not clear to me. It's not white to me. Memela nasva chulin is just there memela, but it's not there to teach me anything. Okay, period. Okay, so minani mili. How do you know this? We're finally here. We mentioned this a few times already. Back on the base. How do you know that a neder only works through hatfasa? When you compare something, how do you know that it only works by a davar hanadur and not by a davar ha'asur? Amar kra, ish ki yidar neder lashem, acha yidar bedavar hanadur. The phrase yidar neder teaches me you need a davar hanadur. But you also have another phrase in the pasuk. Daksiv lasar isar al nafsho. So what do you mean? Maybe it's even a davar ha'asur. So the Gemara answers no. Lasar isar, that phrase, mi boy lili kedetanya. You needed to teach me what we had in the brisa. Izeo isar amur batorah. Chulu. Why doesn't the Mishnah Gemara continue? Because in isar amur batorah we had earlier, back on daf yud beis. The cases of, you swear that I'm going to fast like the day the father died, or the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam died. That's the etc. here. So that part of the pasuk is being used for that. So you only have a makar for davar hanadr. Okay. Couple of points. Number one, the Ran says here that there is no havamina that the Gemara, it says, how do you know? And it brings a makkah for davar hanadur. There's really not a havamina, says the Ran, that davar hanadur would not work. The question of Minan immediately is, how do you know that a davar ha'asur doesn't work? Of course a davar hanadur is going to work. That's the whole idea of a neder. That's what the Ran says, right across from where Tosfos starts. Nira be'enai dahaki pirusho, says the Ran. So you're right across from Tosfos. The svira la hashas the la shme inan de matfas b'davar hanadur mitzalot tzarech kra. You don't really need a pasuk for that. To teach me that, davar hanadur works. Now you know. That's the whole idea of a neder. Skip two lines. Elavadai kra dechidar neder lavo davar hanadur asa. Elalimute davar ha'asur. That's the ish. That's the real need for the makar here. The real need for the makar is not to teach me davar hanadur, but just to exclude davar ha'asur. So now we get to inside what we mentioned outside in the past. What is this? This is the makar, but what's the svara? What's a svara? Why, when you're matvis, when you make a neder through comparing, you have to compare it to a davar hanadur, something that you made usur, and not to a davar ha'usur. So number one is the Ran. The Ran on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth medium line of the Ran. The svarahi. Ran to underline. The svarahi. The matvis badavar ha'usur lo chayol. Why? The bishlama badavar hanadur matzila atfuse velomar. Kikur zeh alai b'neder. You're able to say that this kikur is like a neder, if a car bunch of asar ayde neder. That works because they're both asar ayde neder. They're, you can compare the two. There's a dimyon between what you are asering and where the iser comes from. The iser flows from that original one, so it's got to be a connection between the two. Aval, but kimatvis, last medium line. Aval kimatvis bedavar ha'asur. But if you're comparing now to pig, lo klom is ka'amar. It's meaningless. Why? To hei chalema. Kikir zeh alaikim zar chazir. What, this cookie to me is like pig? Lo efshar. You can't say that. The zar chazir asr rechmana. Who lo asre? Hashem made that asr, not you. So you can, if you're trying to say this is asr like that's asr, it can only be if A, you're saying B should be asr like A is asr. So only if you made A asr can you create something like A. If A was asr from Hashem, you can't compare it. It's apples and oranges. Yeah. Correct. You might have said the pasuk is no reason. It's because there's a kasev.
I can't eat that apple just like I can't eat that pig.
You can't eat like other, because again, we're talking about neder, not shvua. Not I can't eat like that apple, just like I can't eat, because that would be a shvua. You can make shvuas about things. You can make a we're going to talk about it being matzahs b'shvua in a minute. But you're saying neder, which is a halos, a status of the chefza. If you say that, so if you can create that status, Hashem created that status. So you can't make a new status based on that. That's the Ron. Yeah. It's similar to a Tzmura issue, exactly. Tzmura, because Tzmura, again, the Issa D'Oraisa, the end of Hashem Chukosai, where you try to say, I don't want to give this carbon, I want to give that carbon. So what's the halacha? 2 points. Number one, you did an Aveira. Number two, they're both carbonas. Both carbonas. So you're right. If you look at one of the letters in the back of the Brisker Rav, the Grizal Rambam, there's like these letters that, like 5 or 6 pages. So one of them is about the issue of Tzmura. How much is Tzmura a new Hakdasha? How much is it based on the previous Hakdasha? But exactly, similar point. The Rambam, though, has a little different idea explaining why Davar HaNadar, not Davar HaAsar. And this is expanded upon by Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri. The Rambam, if you read a few Rambams together in Perak Aleph of Nadarim, his emphasis seems to be not so much who made the first thing Asar, it has to be you, but it's a little different. The key is, can you make this thing in front of you now Asar, like the other thing? Not that you originally made that first thing usser, but can you make the thing in front of you now usser in the isser that the first thing has? L'mayin afkamina, how much you want amazing in a second. Lo shetali hadavar shenitfas bimenu. It's not really tali, like you're trying to usser B based on A. It's not that you made A usser. Ela b'hadavar she'oser achshav. This is the Avi Ezri talking in Hilchas Adarim. V'haynu she'en la tfiso ela isser kazeh she'yachol lochol al zeh she'oser achshav. You're saying B should be like A, which is a carbon, so you can make B into a carbon now. So instead of making it into a carbon, you're saying it's like A, which is already a carbon. But it's not focused on A. Lamai nafkamina. What's the nafkamina in this? Sounds pretty similar. Nazirus Shimshon. Nazirus Shimshon. If you say, Aval Isser Zeh, he says, the Rama Paskins, if you say, Hareini Nazir Kishimshon. You're being matfis of Shimshon. So Shimshon didn't make himself into a Nazir. His mother did. Shimshon didn't make himself into a Nazir. So if you have the Ron Svara of the only, what's a Davar HaNadir? If you made the original thing a Nadir. But Shimshon didn't make himself into a Nazir. His mother did. But you're trying to be matfis now in Shimshon. Hareini Nazir kish Shimshon. I mean, he doesn't like Shimshon's a Nazir. The Rambam says that works. The Rambam says Hareini Nazir. So according to the Ron, it wouldn't work. Of course, the writer would work because you didn't make Shimshon into a Nazir. Shimshon didn't make it wasn't humanly created; it was divinely created. Hashem told his mother; his mother accepted it upon him. Masha'en came according to the Rambam's definition. The point is, could you do now what? So you could do that. You could accept. There's something called the Nazir Shimshon, right? There's different types of Naziris. Certain types of Nazir Shimshon. There are coolers and chumers. That's the Malachi Zero. Come on, she calls of a Rambam. Ain't it Davar HaNadar? That's why it works. That's the Avi Ezri and the Darim. Nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ron. But there's a third idea, and then we'll move on. There's a third reason we mentioned back on Daf Beis. Why only a Davar HaNadar, not a Davar HaAsar? Remember what that one was? That's the Ritva here. The Ritva on our Daf. The Ritva says why? Because Isurei Torah are, I'll just read it to you, Isurei Torah are all Isurei Gavra. And a Nadar doesn't work on the Gavra. Davar HaNadar is an Isur Chefsa. That's why Davar HaNadar works. But Isurei Torah, Davar HaAsar is Isurei Gavra. That's the Ritva's Shita here on page 6 in the back, if you have the regular Gemara. The Mishab Dechazer in Avela, Ein Gufan Asar Isur Chefsa, Ela Ki HaAdam Asar La'ochlan. This is, by the way, the only context in Shas where, like, the Rishonim talk about Chefsa Gavra. That's usually the Achronim's Lashon, but here the Rishonim, because the Gemara did it on that base. So it's on top of the page in the Ritva. Because by Nevela Chazer, that there Isurei Gavra is. Vimke Konam Davi Isur Chefsa, so it's not Shaya to say this cookie is going to be usher like that isser, because that isser is a din of the gavra. There's no chefsa there. That's why it's you can't mix and match it. Masha'en came when it comes to a davar anador, a carbon, that's you've created a status, right? But by nevela, where is it? Okay, good. So that is again. Why Davar HaNadar, Davar HaAsar? Even though you might have said it's a Gzeiras HaKasav, we have the Ron, we have the Rambam with the Avi Ezri, and we have the Ritva, which is against much what we've spoken about in the past. the Nesivis and others, that the Oraisas or Chefsas, that the Rabbanans or Gavras, so this Ritva is obviously against that. The Ritva says that Yisurei Torah are also Yisurei Gavras. Maybe at the end, as we usually say, if we have time, we'll review that Nesivis. Again, the Galus of the Daf is to review important Shittas that come up every so often. Okay, so at the end, if we have time, we will review it. Okay, Vayter. Ha'omer le'ishto, hare at alai ki'ima. The woman, man says to his wife, the second half of the Mishnah was, you're like my mother. You're like my mother. Is the mother a dover? That's a dover ha'aser. As we said in the Mishnah, therefore, it is mita araisa, you don't need anything. Only midrabanan. Why the mother? Why is the mother said? What about another? What about an ishus ish? Why does Dafka say, harai alai ki'ima? There was no time that it wasn't usher. It's really usher. Okay. How about a sister? Okay. I didn't see a diag about
if he's older,
but his sister was always, there was just no betzias. There was no time of heter. Not time of heter. The Sharam Siyanim Balacha quotes the Nidre's reason. The Nidre's reason. Why didn't it say Eishes Ish? Why didn't Eishes Ish? Why Dafka mother? No. The Be'emes says the Nidre's reason. Eishes Ish might be called the Dover Hanador. Why? As we spoke about a few weeks ago, the connections between Kiddushin and Hektish. Kiddushin and Hektish, Hariyamu Kudeshusli! So that might be compared to a Dover Hanador, because a man creates the Hakdasha. Just like we had on that basin in Kiddushin. Asra Kuliyamu Kehektish! Unbelievable! The time of the Alashin Hariyamu Kudeshusli, Kalashin Hektish! Kalisa Bresh Pepezakas Kiddushin! Imkain Kol Eishes Ish Nesra Lachaim, so maybe it would work! Maybe if you say Hariyat Alai Keishes Ish, that would be a Dover Hanador. And therefore, it would work. It would be effective. But then he quotes, no. Quotes, it can't be. Can't be. Why? Because Hektish only requires an Amira. That's a Dover Hanadur. Kiddusha requires a Maisa. You have to give her something. That can't be a Dover Hanadur. Only if you say something, it has an effect. But if you have to do something, it's not. Yeah? But that's... number one, that's not a good reason, because Amira Rasul of Akim Sirasul Hektish. Amira is an Asina. The Amira of Hektish is an Asina. Number two, the Shamsi Anam Balacha says... There's a raya against that on the base that we're going to have in a minute. There's a raya against that there's going to be a case of a Dover Hanador where you have to do a Maisa. So we're going to get back to it. Let's remember this on that base. But it's a fascinating discussion of maybe Eishes Ish is a Dover Hanador because the man is Makdish the woman. Hariyat Mekudeshes Li. In the way of that we spoke about a few weeks ago, the connections between Hektish and Kiddush. Okay, so Homer Lisha Hare At Alai Ki'ima. Let's do a little more, and then we'll talk about the discussion the Ran has here. V'raminhu Hare At Alai Ki'bisar Ima Ki'bisar Achosi Ka'ar Loki Alai Karam Lomar Klum. There's another brisa that says, if you say Hare Alai Ki'ima, you're like my mother, or like any other Isurim, it's meaningless, meaning it's a real Dover Ha'asur. So why does our Mishnah say that you have to get a postal of Pesach? So the Gemara has two answers. Amar Abaye, first answer is what we mentioned already. Lo amar klum midaraisa. Midaraisa is meaningless, like we said. Mitzvah she'ela midrabanan. Our mission is on a drabanan level. On a drabanan level, you need the she'ela. Number two, Rava Amar, ha b'tavad chacham, ha ba'am ha'aretz. It depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about a Tabat Chacham, that's the Braisa. A Tabat Chacham is not going to get confused. This is how the Ritva explains it. Between another Dover Hanador and a Dover Asur. So if he said a Dover Asur, and we don't require him to get it uprooted, so he's not going to come to think that a Dover Hanador, he's not going to get confused, so you don't need the Durabanan. You don't need this Durabanan. But by an Hamaretz, he could get confused. He could get confused, and therefore, We are worried about it, and that's why midrabanan we would need a Pesach. V'hatanya, after all, the following brisa, you also see a chiluk between a tavad chacham and an ama aretz. Hanoder batora lo amar klum. If you're noder batora, we'll talk about what that means in amid base. Let's say it means you're holding a Torah and you make a neder lo amar klum. You know, you're holding a Torah and you say it should be usher like this Torah. It's also meaningless. What's the Torah? Davar ha'asur. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzorach she'ela chacham. And yet, you have to go get she'ela from a chacham, even though it's really meaningless what you said. V'yomer Rav Nachman, v'tamad chacham, v'tzorach she'ela. Tamad chacham wouldn't need she'ela. So you just see from that context that, again, there's a chilek between a tamad chacham and an am ha'aretz. Again, the she'ar mesiyan al-balacha just is asked the question, so what about a stama person? A tamad chacham wouldn't need. An am ha'aretz would he. So what are we called? What about stamish? Are we stamei? So he quotes Gemaras on both sides. Are most people considered Tamei Chachamim? Are most people considered Am Haaretz? So you can look there for other Makaras. The Maaretz Chai is here also makes a whole list. He says you find many times in Shas In both directions. Sometimes the Talmud Chacham has a higher standard, right? Adam Chashav Shaini, right? He can't do it. You find many times that Adam Chashav, Talmud Chacham has to act at a higher level. If Talmud Chacham has a stain, Gemara in Shabbos, if he has a stain on his shirt, forget it. It's terrible. Mashiach and other people. But on the other hand, you find sometimes that a Talmud Chacham has a lower standard. There are more kulas for a Talmud Chacham because we have less worry that he's going to take advantage. That's what the Maritz Chayis here has a whole list of cases. Where is this? Here it is. Horos Chilik. He says he's allowed to take ribbis from a guy and mutarim lahavol zel deba ribbis because he knows he'll have invite to give it as a matana, not as ribbis. And earlier we have, he only say kriyas v'shachris v'arvis. What do we have? It wasn't, but the Ron quoted it earlier on Daf Ches, I think, that related to Talmud Torah, just kriyas v'shachris v'arvis. So the Gemara in Menachah says asur la'omer l'fnei ha'maaretz. Don't tell an ha'maaretz that. That you have that all you need to do is to do Kriyas Mashachas Aris. The next line of the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lomer Lefnei Aris. Interesting mentalities. Tell them, learning is not so hard. Or learning is, you should know that you have to learn a lot. But the Maritz Chayis says there are other contexts where you have a Chilek between Amma Aris and Talmud Chacham. The Rambam here has a Chiddush, which is against the Ran that we mentioned earlier. When the Rambam writes that there's a Chilek between Am Ha'aretz and Talmud Chacham, he does not limit it to Madir Ishto. He does not limit it to Madir Ishto. The Rambam writes in Nedarim Beis Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes, Im hayu am ha'aretz, let's start from the beginning. Ha'omer l'ishto hari alai ki'imi, ha'omer peros elu alai kibsar chazir. You say, these fruit are like chazir to me. That's a davar ha'aser. So the Rambam says, Im haya am ha'aretz sarach she'elo l'chacham. Umarin be'enav she'ishto asura v'she'osan peres asurin. U'pasuk lo pesach, k'dei shelo yinagu kalos rosh b'nedarim. That's the Rambam. Against our Ran. The Ran says this whole chumra of needing she'ela is only by Madir Ishto. The Rambam says, no, it's by all am ha'aretz. You always need she'ela by every davar ha'asur of an am ha'aretz. Even if you're madfas by a davar ha'asur. The Kesav Mishnah there. The other Rishonim say, what's the Rambam talking about? Didn't our Gemara earlier say, what's the mi ikala suke daita hachi? Remember that line in the Gemara? Is there any havamina? Only the last line of the Mishnah has it, not the earlier lines of the Mishnah, like Basar Chazir. So the Kesef Mishnah says, he must have had a different girsa. He must have had a different girsa than the Gemara, because our Gemara says, there's no havamina to think that the first parts, cases of the Mishnah, require heter, only the last case. And the Rambam says, the Feirish, that by an Amaris, they all need. So Sarachian, trying to work out the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says, it's got to be at a different girsa. But that line of the Gemara is Mefurish again, is what he says, expanding it to all Davar Ha'asers by Am Ha'aretz. Okay, let's continue. Again, remind me about that Nesivus, we'll come back. Tanya! So we have a Braisa, so put this on the list. Again, listen to Dara Mishuneh, this should be like a Gufa. A Gufa in other Mesechtas is this Tanya, because it's quoting something that we had before. Three, but I was quoting the full Braisa. Three lines to the Braisa. Hanoder batorah lo amar klum. That's the first line. What does that mean? The Ran explains that there is a Torah in front of you, and you say, "Bezu." Look at that fourth line of that Ran. "Bezu atorah shlo she'aseh shlo aseh davar ploni." By this Torah, I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to do this. That's the case, the first line. And the Ran explains, this is going to be something we'll come back to in a minute. Look at Hanoder batorah, klomar shenishba batorah. To kari le latana le nishba noder. Really, you're taking a shvuah here. It's not a neder. It's a shvuah. I swear by this Torah that I will eat this today, or that I won't eat this today. So hanoder batorah lo amar klum. That is meaningless. We'll see why. I'll mention it now. Because we say that maybe what you have in mind is the cloth of the Torah, and not the what's written in the Torah. Well, the cloth of the Torah, that's a davar hamutter. Davar hamutter. Number one. Number two, but mashekasiv ba dvarav kayamin. But if you say, oh, I make a swear by what's written in the Torah, so then that's a shua. That's dvarav kayamin. That's dvarav kayamin. That works. And number three, ba uba mashekasiv ba dvarav kayamin. In it and what's written in it, dvarav kayamin. So then his words are also kayam. That's the three parts of the brisa. But Torah, b'masha kasaba, and bo b'masha kasaba. So says the Gemara, k'tani b'masha kasaba dvarav kayamin. It already says case two, that if you say b'masha kasaba, if you say, I swear by what's written in it, it works. That's a serious shvua. Ba b'masha kasaba tzarech l'meimar. So what's case three adding? If you say what's written in it works, so then surely it and what's written in it should work. What's the chiddush of case three once you have case two? So the Gemara has three answers. Three answers to this kasha. Number one, Amar of Nachman, lo kasha, maybe case two and case three are talking about two different things. Ha demachta oraisa aara, ha denakale biyade. Are you holding the Torah or not? Are you holding the Torah? Or is the Torah in front of you? The language is, it's on the floor. So most people say, it's on the floor. On the floor. It's on the table. On the table. You're not holding it. It's on the table. So case three, it's on the table. Case two, you are holding. So Gemara explains, Machta alara, when it's in front of you, you're not holding it. So then, Daita agvili. So then, if you would have just said ba, in case three, where it's on the table, if you would have just swore in it, I would have said, you're not holding it, so if you say the word ba, maybe it means you're just thinking about the cloth. You're not thinking about the kedusha of the Sefer Torah. So that's why in case three, where it's, you're not holding it, you have to say both. Ba uba meshakasa ba. So then, ba obviously means the cloth. So bashakasa ba has to be what the Torah is about, which is asur. So that's why case three requires that. But nakala biyade, case two, is where it's in your hand. So if it's in your hands, you're obviously focusing on the Torah. So daiti al askara shabbat must be that then your das is on the askaras, on the shemos of Hashem, the kadosh words inside the Torah, and it would work even with ba. That is answer number one. Let's try to do, there's a number of things to say, but let's first do the whole Gemara, and then we'll talk about it. V'bayisema, answer number two. Again, what's the question we're trying to answer? What's the chiddush of case three once you have case two? If you say ba, I swear by what's in the Torah. That works. So surely if you say I swear by what's in the Torah and what's written in the Torah, it's going to work. That's even more specific. So why do you need case three once you have case two? So first the answer was it's two different cases. V'bayisema, second answer, the Ron says, there's a second answer here because it's very dachuk to say that case two and three are talking about two different cases. It doesn't say that in the Braisa. So we're really talking about the same case. It's in front of you. You're not holding it. And the chiddush is the avakav demachta al ara, kivin to amar mashakasev ba mahani. Even though you're not holding it, the shua still works. The zuv ain't sarach lomar zuktani. And you know what? Case three is not a chiddush. You're right. Case two is really the bigger chiddush. But it just said that. It said the bigger chiddush and then it said the lower chiddush. Right? Even just ba would work. So case two is the bigger chiddush. And finally, third answer, case three, v'ibayisema, kula, the Bach takes out the next word, kula nami denakalebiyade. Really, both case two and three, you're holding it in your hands. What's the chiddush of case three? V'hakamash malon, kivin denakalebiyade, since you're holding it in your hand. Afagav delo amar ela ba. You only said ba. Kaman to amar b'mashakasev ba dami. Case two, you say b'mashakasev ba. Case three, all you said was ba. But how you read case three means ba equals kemashakasa badami. That's the case of case three. You didn't say both. You only said ba. But the chiddush of case three is just by saying what's in it is it as if you said kemashakasa badami. So three answers to explain this brisa. So a number of points on this discussion. A couple of fascinating items. Number one, the lashon used here in the Gemara is, if it's not in your hand, what's it called? If you're not holding the Torah, what is it? What's the language of the Gemara? It's on the floor. It's on the floor. That's a pretty strong lashon. The contrast is, in your hands or on the floor? Well, they didn't have tables in those days. But instead of going to be on the floor, why did it say on the floor? So he doesn't quote this connection, but I think it fits in to a tshuva of Rav Moshe. What tshuva of Rav Moshe? There is a discussion in the postgame. I'll give you two tshuvas about it. In some shuls, they have fixed places in the back of the bima to put the Torah down. Two holes to put the Torah in, so you don't have to hold it. You don't have to hold the Torah. You can put it down on those places to put the, and you put a nice belt around it, doesn't fall. Are those appropriate or not? Anything wrong with those? Anything wrong with those? You know, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he is very much not pro those places to put the Torah. Rav Moshe is in Aruch Chaim Siman Chelek Aleph. Back in, 1957, he wrote this tshuva. 1957, Tavshin Tezayin. 1957, he wrote it to a Rav of Rock Island. Okay, he writes, V'rotim lasos de kovim be'ez a safsol, you want to make some holes in a bench, she'yamidu sham ha'amudim shal sefer Torah, ha'nikrom ha'atzei chayim, v'tamod ha'sefer Torah, smucho l'koysel shal ha'safsol, v'mashon lasos kein. Any problem? La'aniyas daiti nireh le'esor. Moshe says, I think they're wrong. Aleph Lamed Ches. Why? Yeah, you're right. It's a mitzvah to put the Torah in a mechubah dick away. But then I covered Pashid. Shu af bizmana katzer shot see also me aron of chalach tavot shuti be makam mishumar mechubad. But lachin am if ye pesaf so ha'omid makam mechubad lefnei habima. Even if it's in a makam mechubad, it's not mishumar. He says, "V'ain reish tamid, you have to have shmira." And he quotes at the end, "Lachain rak kishe yoshev ha'adam u'machziko." A person should know the Torah. You put it down. Afshu omid b'cheiko nechshav ki yoshev yeshiva sa'adam. If a person's holding it, the Torah is called yoshev. He says he even might have a problem if it's on the safsal. Maybe it's not called yoshev. Maybe it's called omid. You have to stand up. He says, but either way, he says, I think it's very, very not mechubad. A person should know the Torah. Are you going to put it down? Put it down, Rav Moshe says it's inappropriate. And he goes as far as to say, Rav Moshe says, when does this really come up? Okay, during the Haftorah. This comes up if you take out two sifrei Torah. You have to hold it for the whole laning. So Rav Moshe says, if you're not going to have somebody who's volunteers to hold the Torah during the whole laning, it's better to take out one Torah and to roll it. Moshe says, "Im acher yedias davar zeh nami lo yimsu anashim she yuzal asle v'torah lo yotziu al asof v'torah achas ukeshi yigmer kriya rishona yotziu shniya or just take out the other one after you take out the first one. Don't take it out of the aron. Moshe is very much not in favor of those places to put the Torah down in the little holes. So it doesn't quote it, but maybe it fits into our Gemara. Our Gemara says if you're not holding it, it's like it's on the floor. That's what our Gemara says." He doesn't quote it, but maybe it's a remnant to that. There might be people listening out there that have a shul with those holes. So the Ber Moshe is defends the minhag. First of all, he says, the Ber Moshe in Chela Gimel, Simin Chav Dalid, he quotes a Maram Shik, he says, Ve'efshar, he says, it could be, first of all, that it's all a Shem Shamayim. Well, should I put it in those holes? Because that's the most mechubit spots. The most mechubit spots to put it on. You're not worried about falling. You're not worried about what people are thinking about. You have to think about properly when you're holding it.
It's designated for that.
That's what he says. He says it's designated for that. He says in Europe they had some places like this. Kiyat Ata. He says, you know what it used to be? They used to give it to the kids to hold because nobody wanted to hold it. It's better for the little kids to hold it. Ki ata masru asevatola hasak luna arib ki kasha hayalahem limso bechol Shabbos v'yantiv mishiachli ba mizmana galila ara chazorla ara kodesh uvaprat Shabbos v'yantiv bezo gimel sifrei Torah is kasha to hold it b'karav kim'at basi for Torah chas v'shalom l'di bizoyin al kein is chadish islam this minhag. And he says Kinira in Europe they had something like this, so no mishal comes, it doesn't fall down. And he says two other reasons. Number one, what kind of kavanah are you going to have during Yukum Perkan if you're holding the Torah? What kind of kavanah are you going to have? So we say, what kind of kavanah do we have? We're not holding a Torah. Right? But he says, you have to have kavanah by Yukum Perkan, by Ashrei. We're going to force him to not be able to have kavanah. Right? That's why we return the Torah before we read the Megillah. So long, yeah? And Ashrei, and Kata, how are you going to have kavanah for that? So it's not fair to somebody. You're going to mach sefer Torah, and daito pani, me'achar shemora ola al harosh, shlo tiba chas v'shalma sefer Torah miyado. So therefore they don't want to do it. So mutav she'asu better to do this. And then he even adds, especially, sometimes you have gzeiras one night the whole year. Just like, why do we say vayechulu on Friday night? Because of cases when, right, yontif falls down on Shabbos, and you don't mention vayechulu on Shabbat. That's what he's got to mention. He mentioned every Shabbos. So what about Shavuos morning? Says the Ber Moshe. We're all exhausted. We were stuffed up all night. And what? Half of us fall asleep during Haftorah. What's going to happen to this guy holding the Torah? Chas v'shalom! Chas v'shalom! So he says, for that person, va'oz be'emes sakana gedola, sha'ochi sefer Torah ula chas v'shalom yiradeim, machba sha'yaneir kol alayla, u'miyochas, who's going to volunteer? I'm going to do it. So he says, not a problem. He says, I defend the minhag. He says, but, avo misha yabal lishol meikara, hayelo lomar, whether you should make it, hayina omer, lo al asaf, so maybe not in the same place where people sit on. Either way, he defends that practice, but I thought maybe it's marumas in this discussion of, if it's not holding it, it's like it's on the floor. A. B. Next, the Ron here says, even though it says the word neder, it's really talking about a shvua. The Ravid, amazing Ravid. The Ravid says, look on the fourth wide line, the Ron quotes it. The Ravid Zal, Pirish, no, we're talking about a neder. Talking about a neder here by Torah. What kind of neder is there? Where's the Davar Hanador? The Sofer creating the Torah and being makdish it as he writes it, that's a Davar Hanador. That's a Davar Hanador, says the Ron. Look at the Ron now, the sixth wide line of the Ron. V'yaskaras sheba nedurim hein, sh'al yidei aksiva v'achanol shem kedusha heim kedushos. The Torah is a Davar Hanadur because the Kedusha is created by the Sofer. The Rambam quotes this both in Hilchos Nedarim and in Hilchos Shavuos. In both of them, he quotes this idea of being no der b'torah and nishma b'torah. So he quotes both. He learns on our Gemara like the Ran, but he has a Yerushalmi that has it about Shvuah. But the Rambam limits it to Sefer Torah, not to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Ravid argues, what are you talking about? They're all Kisvei HaKodesh. What's unique about Sefer Torah? That not Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Rambam and the Ravid argue. Right, that's the Rambam and the Ravid in Shvuas, in Shvuas Yud Beis Dalad. The Rambam says it's only Sefer Torah, and the Ravid says only. The Rambam says only Sefer Torah. The Ravid says even Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Says the Ragged Shaver. Says the Tzafras Paneach. What's the Nafkamina about? What's the Nafkamina about? Why does the Rambam say only Torah, and the Ravid says only Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Really, says the Ragged Shaver, the Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Davar Hanader is only Kedusha that will be eternal, that will last forever. Look at the Rambam, the last halacha of Hilchas Megillah, Beis Yud Ches. The Rambam holds, Kol Sifrei Nevi'im B'Ksuvim Asidim Libatel Limos HaMashiach, except for Megillas Esther. All of Nach will be Batel Limos HaMashiach, except for Megillas Esther and the Torah. That's the Ravid. That's the Rambam. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be Batel? What are you talking about? Says the Ragged Shaver, according to the Rambam, all of Torah is eternal, not Nach. That's why only if you're no der b'Torah, because that's not eternal. Megillas Esther, that doesn't work. You know why? Because there's no Askaris in Megillas Esther. There's no Shem Hashem anyway in Megillas Esther. But only Torah is going to work. The Ravid Lashitaso holds all Nevi'im and Ksuvim are eternal. That's why it's going to work even on Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Machlokas Rambam Ravid Lashitaso, Shvuas, Yud Beis Dalid, and Hilchas Megillah, Beis Yud Ches. I'll end off with one more vart. I'm not going next week, so I can go 1 minute overtime. The one more. Is there Kedusha to, it comes up here a little implicitly, is there Kedusha to the Torah without the writing? But the Gemara says, Daito Agvilin, you have to cut out it to the cloth. This discusses what you have to put in Seamus, what about you cut out sheets for a shear, and you have the outside edges. Does that have Kedusha? It's a big discussion in the postkin. But is there Kedusha to the Torah? Let's say you have a Torah that gets rubbed out. There are no words left. You have to put that in Seamus? Does it still have Kedusha? That's a discussion here in the Rashba, in the Gemara. It says, Daito Agvilin or not? Says the Sha'ar Misyana Bahalacha. Unbelievable. You can say this over on Shabbos. I'll bring you a raya that has Kedusha even without the words. The Yerushalmi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he broke the Luchos, the words flew up. Because he couldn't break the Luchos if the words were there. So the words flew up, and then he was able to break the Luchos. A. But Luchos v'shivrei Luchos munachin ba'aron. The shivrei Luchos, even though they don't have any words on them, they're still munachin ba'aron, the Gemara says. Haraya that it still has Kedusha. Menachem Ba'aron. And this, my Chavrusa said yesterday, this even helps and gives a deeper understanding to the Gemara's mashal of a Talmud Chacham Sheshochach Talmudo is like Shivrei Luchos, Menachem Ba'aron. Mamish Shochach Talmudo, because the Shivrei Luchos didn't have any writing on them. Wasn't there. So Mamish, the Dimyon is perfect. So he says, that's the Raya. Put it together. Gam Acher Mechika, it still has Kedusha. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's say everybody have a good Shabbos. Anybody in Eretz Yisrael, maybe see you there next week.